All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Well, folks, last week the Seattle Seahawks made it official when they signed running back Marshawn Lynch to a two-year extension, worth $24 million in new money. Now, Lynch will earn $31 million over the next 3 years for his services in the Pacific Northwest. Now, in nearly 5 years with the Seahawks, Lynch has amassed nearly 6,000 total rushing yards along with 54 rushing touchdowns. For his career, Lynch now has 2,033 carries. And, you know, he's 28 years of age, and in running back years, that's like 40, especially when you look at the way that Beast Mode runs the football, always getting contact on every single play, and is so extremely physical. With that style of play, you wonder how long he's going to be able to hold up. But with that said, hands down, Lynch is the heart and soul of the Seattle Seahawks team. Now, you look at this deal for Lynch, and you look back to the fiasco of last month's Super Bowl. And I say fiasco for the simple fact that the Seahawks had second and goal from the half-yard line, and instead of giving the ball to Lynch, Seahawks head coach Pete Carroll and offensive coordinator Darrell Bevell left it up to quarterback Russell Wilson, who was intercepted by Malcolm Butler of the New England Patriots, and of course, the rest is history. The world was left to second-guess Carroll over that mistake and say, why did not Lynch get the football in that situation? To me, this right here is a contract from the Seahawks saying to Lynch simply, you know what, we goofed, and we want to take care of you. We know that you are still very important and very vital to the success that the Seattle Seahawks can have. I mean, again, they basically beat themselves at the end of that game, make no mistake about it, versus the New England Patriots. The Seahawks feel that they have a team that is capable of getting back to the Super Bowl next February in Santa Clara, California. And I think right here, the fact that they are able to take care of Lynch and secure him for the next few years, as long as he has something left in the tank, which I think he does at least for 2015, is the first of many steps that they're going to take as far as getting back to the big game next season. It's a team-friendly contract due to the fact that it was a two-year extension. And it's something where it's not a lengthy deal. It's team-friendly, like I said, and the Seahawks still have a lot of flexibility to take care of other deals. You know, the Russell Wilson contract is going to be coming down the line very soon. And it's a situation where the Seattle Seahawks with Pete Carroll and, of course, team general manager John Schneider, they know what they're about. Since Carroll has come on the jobs in 2010 up there in Seattle, it's been a situation where he has drafted guys, he's made a lot of trades, he's made a lot of moves, he's been extremely savvy, and he has also built depth at every single position, and not only depth, but competition as well, and he knows how to take care of his guys, and he takes care of his players contractually, but he also leaves that room, which gives him flexibility in the front office. But again, I think this is a move by the Seahawks to tell Lynch, you know what, we goofed, and you are still very important to this team. And it's going to be very interesting to see how the Seahawks, Lynch, and everybody else on that team really comes together and tries to mesh and coexist in 2015 after that goof in the Super Bowl. But the bottom line is, this is a step in the right direction for Marshawn Lynch and the Seattle Seahawks. Folks, I want to thank you once again for tuning into the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, be sure to check out blogtalkradio.com/300pounds of sports knowledge tomorrow night at 9:30 p.m. Eastern, 6:30 on the West Coast, as I will be discussing all of the wheeling and dealing that is currently going on free agency-wise in the National Football League. Now, if you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports, and if you're on Facebook, you can check out the page and like it at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. Once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.